Hey everyone, welcome to Podcast Insider. My name is Todd Cochran. Of course, I've got my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell, with me. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And of course, I'm not in uniform for St. Patrick's Day.
No, neither am I, but I got a green background. But you're wearing one of our sporty new shirts.
Yes, we all got staff shirts for events and whatnot, and the FedEx guy just pulled out of the yard about 10 minutes ago with him. I had to try it out.
You had to go grab one. So yeah. while we've got you, you've got one on laying on the floor. The backside is nice. Right, so
let's see if I can get that up on the screen.
Yeah, look at that. Publish, analyze, grow, inspire, Blueberry Podcast. I love it. Yes. So, you know, everyone, welcome. As normal, we've got a whole line of news. We got a best practice for you. We've got a blueberry pro tip. We've got a question of the week. But really, this publish, analyze, grow, and you know, if you haven't been over to the website yet at blueberry.com. And let's see if I can bring it up here. You can't see it, Mike. Right. I just brought up the homepage, and you'll know that we've made a big update to the homepage, along with really a whole bunch of other stuff that is happening. But publish, analyze, grow, monetize, thrive, inspire, connect. These are all words and themes and mantras that you're going to be hearing from us. And, of course, succeed. But that publish, analyze, grow, you know, I think we ought to just take the audience. We worked on that a long time.
Yeah, we spent several sessions trying to come up with those words and you know, being able to, you know, tell the story of what we're doing. And we have a story to go with each one of those words.
That's right. Yeah. And it really is the essence of what we internally have called the new Blueberry. And we're not necessarily, you know, we're talking about it here.
Yeah.
But it's not somewhere we're going to be like putting the new Blueberry everywhere. But it's really a culmination of 2 years.
At least two years of
work. And, you know, we've made some announcements, you know, last week about the plan changes. But what this boiled down to was a full-scale modernization of the entire Blueberry platform. You know, we started with the website. We worked on PowerPress and modernizing that. We updated the dashboard to be a brand new UX. We have a completely new statistics UX. We have a completely new onboarding system. Matter of fact, our PowerPress onboarding is going through another revision as we speak, and we're beta testing that now. PowerPress continuous updates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were, I think we're up to 8.11 or something on PowerPress.
Yep.
And 9 will be out probably in a couple of weeks, if not sooner.
Right. We've consolidated in our plans and brought them all, simplified stuff, make it standard and in advance. Our pro hosting, automated sign up, the audience survey stuff we just announced, and we got demoed yesterday. The stuff that we're promising is coming soon. It's the actual graphical UI UX of those actual survey results.
Right.
So if you're a Blueberry podcaster, doesn't matter if you're hosting with us or not, you can run that survey and get that access to that data in the stats dashboard here in a few weeks. You can still export it with CSV right now. Yeah, but
you know, that so many people are always asking for demographic data, and you can't get that from simple stats. But if you run this survey, you know, those of your listeners that fill it out will give you some of that information. You know, it's valuable stuff, especially if you're advertising.
Yep.
But even just for GWiz, it's always nice to know who your audience is. So,
you know, and again, you know, and I can't even really talk about the level. We had this discombobulated system for a while. We had create.blueberry.com. Yeah. We had stuff all over the place.
Yeah.
And we reorganized, brought that all underneath the blueberry.com domain name, the redesign of the website. Matter of fact, the redesign and stuff on blueberry.com will be ongoing. That will not stop. That'll be continue refreshing. And everything that we do for you as a podcaster this is just phase one.
Right. We have, we just got out of a meeting talking about another feature that we're going to be bringing out soon.
That's right. So now it's basically, we can focus on individual features, new graphs, new things to bring to the platform, because we've got the core rebuilt. And I wrote a lengthy Facebook post thanking everybody, you know, and to be honest with you, with Angelo not being here and Elena taking over, but Angelo carried the weight for the majority of the reorganization. Elena's now taking up on phase two. And, you know, Chrissy Hollyfield with our UI UX designer out in Salt Lake, Utah. We've got Aaron Hope as our internal graphics designer. Mm-hmm. Then just the entire team, the social media team, the dev team, the production team. This was an all-hands effort. Every team member put a substantial amount of work into making what we're quote-unquote calling the new Blueberry to be here. Yeah. And if I had confetti, I'd pop it, you know, because... It, you know, and really, if you think about it, we just, you know, we made this consolidated announcement on Tuesday, but it really was a culmination of a lot of work. We had drawn that red line in the sand, and we said everything above this line has to be done before we introduce the platform as a whole as completing phase one of our And it's not even really MVP one. It's many MVPs.
Yeah, we've been, you know, it's been incremental. You know, we've been, you know, rolling out things as they're finished rather than holding it all back and then throwing it out at once.
And we've taken your feedback and closed loop that and brought that feedback and made changes to the dashboard. We're making changes to the stats. We're, you know, you guys are giving us the feedback that we need to say, oh, you blew it here, or yes, you did great there, or... can you improve this? And then the support team is listening to you when they're calling, when you're calling in or maybe email, and we're saying, okay, where are pain points? Because really in the end, we have a single, and Mike, I don't know how many times have I said it, we have to have a plan and the ability to help podcasters
grow
their shows.
Right.
Grow. I've said this word grow about 5 bajillion times.
Right. But that's, you know, that's one thing that that we can really help people with, you know, our experience and our, you know, our tools. And if we need a new tool, we've got the ability to build the new tool.
So we've made it easy. And I don't need to use that acronym, the easy button, but we've made it easy to onboard and publish. We've made it easy for you to analyze your show results. We've added tools. We're adding tools to help you grow and promote. And that will not stop. That really won't. It's, again, that's what's really coming in phase two, is a whole bunch of growth tools to help you grow.
We have plans.
Yes, we do. And, you know, really, again, and going back to the kicker words, you know, publish, analyze, grow is... we're going to live that 24/7 here, but it's about helping you connect with podcasters, the listeners. Yep. It's about helping you succeed as a content creator. Again, it's about inspiring, helping you inspire yourself and your audiences. It's about helping you thrive. You know, we really, I can't even tell you how much time we thought about this. And it's going to be something that, you know, we're going to really live by here for a long time.
And that fourth word, there's more than just those five.
Right. Those are the
that
first.
We're going to start telling some stories about.
That's right. You know, you are still the talent. You are still the content creator. You are still the master of your domain. You're still the master of your shows and control. You know, you own your show, and all these things that we've been talking about for years is still here. Nothing's changed. We're making it easier. And the plan changes. Oh my God. We've had lots of feedback from the folks and we made a mistake.
Yep. But to your benefit.
To your benefit. the standard plan went up too, from 100 to 125 megabytes. So we give you a little bit of a bump, but the bigger plans got the bigger bumps, the advanced plans. But again, really the advanced plan now is such added value.
Yeah, it's more than just a publishing space.
Right. If you're on the $12 plan, really consider moving to the 20. Move up. Try it for a couple of months. Say, up. Doesn't give me any help. Move down. Right. You know, but for those of you that have a podcast website with us, a Blueberry website with your own, you don't have a .com assigned to it, you can do that on the $20 plus plans and get the advanced stats. So we're going to continue to add value to the advanced plan. So just so you see what you see now, there's more coming.
Yeah, and the standard plan will get you started, and that's what it's for. You know, get you started, get you in the door, you know, get you going, and you know, we'll help you just the same regardless of what plan you're on, of course.
And you graduate up, you know, and it's just like we find other podcasters come from other services because they have been locked down on their platform. They can't grow because they don't get Google search results that land on their page, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Network ability, all the way up through from the, you know, from the very first time someone's creating episode one, all the way up to where someone is doing professional networks. Someone is, you know, we didn't even talk about the network showcasing tool, the ad insertion, all this, you know, it is a complete package, but there's a couple things missing. And I will say this, we are going to fulfill the circle on stuff that maybe you're thinking, I'm not getting this kind of support from Blueberry. Right. But well, I'll just say monetization is coming to Blueberry in a big way.
Yep.
We're probably a month away from starting to work on that. But it's going to be a big deal. And every podcaster on Blueberry is going to be able to monetize. So,
in some way, you know, if you take your wife out to dinner once a month or something, you know, you can make a living off of it. Who knows?
That's right. It could be. It's a full gamut. So we're excited. I'm excited. I don't know, Mike. The team was pretty happy, and
I'm glad we're finally at this point because, you know, for the longest time we've been talking about the new Blueberry and, you know, what do we got to do? What are we going to do? And now we're at the point where everything has been worked and then we've got some more stuff coming and now from here on out, it's new stuff pretty much.
And there's still a few pieces here and in the dashboard that are.
Yeah, there's always going to be tweaking.
There's always going to be tweaking because there's some stuff we said, do 3% touch this or 97% touch this? And there's a few things that still need to be touched, but we're working on it and we're excited. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the rest of the news as we've, anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day again.
Definitely.
And if you're having a green beer tonight, be careful how many of those you drink.
It's one of the amateur nights out on the roads.
Yeah, absolutely. But a little news here. Apple Podcasts is updated with the latest iOS update. So the latest iPhone update also updated Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, not huge things, but you can browse by season now on show pages, and you know if the podcast you're listening to uses seasons, you can filter by whether you've downloaded it or not, whether you played it or download. There's a whole bunch of filtering options. It's nothing major. I mean, it also still works about the same as it has, but it is pretty cool that. You know, for those shows that are on seasons, that I think is the biggest takeaway.
Awesome.
You know, we're talking about Blueberry and helping grow shows and stuff. One of our Blueberry users hit it pretty big.
Yes, he did. Robert Riggs from the True Crime Reporter. And you guys just got to listen to a show to listen to his voice.
Yes.
is an indie podcaster and turned his show into a TV show. Fox Nation will premiere the show this Friday. Matter of fact, Robert is supposed to be on Fox and Friends Friday morning. Yeah. Freed to Kill is based on a true crime reporter.
That's based on the podcast True Crime Reporter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm just super, super happy for Robert. Robert's down in Texas and has a tight affiliation with the Texas Rangers. And he's got a wide breadth of many years of experience internationally.
He was a reporter for CBS News.
He's rubbed elbows with the presidents and chief of staffs of previous administrations going back to the Reagan years. This guy has some chops. And so definitely check out Robert Riggs from True Crime Reporter. Again, congratulations to him for selling this series to Fox Nation.
Yeah, I showed my wife the trailer last night, and we had to order Fox Nation. It's a streaming service from Fox because she wants to see it. So,
think as a veteran, you get a discount. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't apply that code, you could go back and do that. Yep. Women podcast listeners, we know what we know right now is an article from the team. It sounds proper. Lots of insights in that one.
Yeah, definitely. Surveyed a bunch of ladies that listen to a lot of podcasts, and they come up with some pretty good points and conclusions and all that good stuff. And I'd have to say, you know, just in my experience, podcasters, I think it's more women than men now.
I think the women are fast outpacing the men in the creation side for sure.
But, you know, this is for, you know, listeners. But, you know, it is interesting for sure.
Sure, S-H-U-R-E, the microphone company, is currently having a sale on podcasting and gaming microphones and more.
Yeah, headphones and mics. And, you know, they got the SM7B that Todd's using there. And they've got all kinds of other good microphones. You know, like kind of the standard microphone for on stage people is at SM57 or SM58, the two of them. You know,
those things are indestructible.
Yeah, you can pound nails with them. I got one right here, I think. But you can pound nails with them. It's they're definitely, you're not going to hurt them.
So they're having a sale, and we would not recommend that SM57 or 58 for a podcast, but I guess maybe you could.
It can work. It's it's just XLR, so you're not going to get the USB.
That's right.
The what is that? Not the SM7B, but what's the USB version of that? MV7, I think.
Something like that, yeah.
That's a cool one because it's got USB. So if you're a solo podcaster and you don't have a mixer, you can just plug it in.
Yeah. This should not come as a surprise. Advertisers are planning to spend more on podcasting. Yeah. Everyone is chasing dollars and chasing advertisers. So, and I hear right now that tech shows are back in vogue. I guess tech shows, which were led the podcasting space in the beginning, are now kind of like unicorns. There's not that many.
Right.
So I thought that was pretty shocking. So,
you got to figure when podcasting first started, you had to be kind of a geek to even listen to them. And now it's, you know, much easier. Everybody's got a phone that's got some way of listening to podcasts.
Yep.
So
your business should have a podcast. And we certainly think so as well. And some of those businesses can utilize private podcasting as well.
Right. Right. But yes, is an article over on
MakeUseOf.com.
Yeah, MakeUseOf. There we go. And 6 reasons your business should have a podcast. And of course, we all know those, but go check that out for sure.
All right. So we've got a best practice today. Routine intros and outros, more than music. So what's your skinny here, Mike, on a best practice for intros and outros?
Yeah, when you and I, you know, we start this show, most of the time it's you saying, you know, hi, I'm Todd Cochran from blah, 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 blah. Welcome to Podcast Insider. And you go through what we're doing. And that's something that people get used to is the type of intro that you have. It doesn't matter whether you have music or anything like that on there. Although if you're going to use music, use the same music all the time. You know, there's a lot of ways to do an intro. Don't make it too long. That's another best practice, in my humble opinion. You know, if 30 seconds, any more than that, and maybe do a cold open before that. You know, like I think you do that on Geek News Central. You do a bit of a cold open before you do any sort of intro stuff.
Yeah. And,
you know, but it's, you know, so many shows now I'll listen to and their intro is just huge. And then they got 3 pre-roll ads and, you know, it's 5 minutes before you get to the subject.
Well, my tech show, though, has always been like that. It's 7 to 8 minutes before we get to the topic. But at the beginning, I say, here's the 4 top stories we're going to talk about. And then I go run down through where to find because you got a new listener listening. You find out where the website is, where to subscribe, and where to send email. And thanks to partner shows and do the ad read and what's been happening in my life and get into the show. So that's the way my show has been for all this time. So gosh, I can't even, what is it now, 17 years? 16?
I think you're in, yeah, I think 17. You're up to 17.
Oh, crazy, isn't it? That's yeah. Right. This year will be 18 years. How is that?
Well, I don't know.
How is
Holy
that?
Crud.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've been at it just a slightly less time than you. Yeah, coming up on 18. Wow.
It's amazing. So anyway, yeah, more than music. Have a regular intro and outro. Include a thank you and, of course, your call to actions. Go subscribe. Take care of the sponsor, whatever it may be. Make sure you hit those.
Mention your website, of course.
Do all those things to build your brand. We already talked about the blueberry news. We led with that today. Yeah. But lots more coming. And if you're excited, give us a shout out on Twitter. Tell us what you think about the new landing page. Just give us your feedback.
Yeah, and be sure to check us out on social. We've got Cho working social quite heavily on Instagram and all over.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
Yeah,
it's our primary locations. So. But we'll lead this with, of course, next week is Podcast Movement Evolution. So myself and Mackenzie will be in L.A. next week. And matter of fact, Toby, who you're about to hear, is going to be out in L.A. with us with the Blueberry Pro team as well. So should you go to live events?
Yep. And I didn't pre-listen to this, so I'll be listening to it for the first time.
Hi. It's Toby Goodman here. For the best part of 20 years, I attended 8 live events a week, sometimes 14, because that's what it took to make a living as a working musician. While the pandemic brought all that industry to a shocking halt, I had already started my journey into building a podcast production company and advisory business. And in February 2020, just before the world locked down, I was able to attend Podcast Movement Evolutions in LA. When I was there, I noticed some striking similarities between how people in podcast land behaved and how members of a company of a touring show behaved. Just like the world of showbiz, the podcast industry is made up of front of house and back of house types. Let me explain. On a Broadway or West End show, you have the performers on stage. In podcast land, you have the hosts and guests. In showbiz, we have technical crews, stage managers, producers, directors. And in Podland, we have marketers, audio engineers, producers, show note writers, etc. You get the idea. Now, in the 20 years I worked exclusively in showbiz, I've been on really enjoyable tours and some awful ones. During the unhappy tours, people would keep themselves to themselves, and that made for less fun and almost certainly a less cohesive performance. But the successful ones had the following in common. No matter what role people had, they all knew each other and they all worked together for the good of the show. When I went to Podcast Movement in LA, I saw a mix of both, and in some cases there was a massive invisible wall between the people in tech and the podcasters. But just like in showbiz, and yes, you could certainly argue that podcasting is showbiz these days, the people having the best time and creating the most profitable relationships were the ones getting to know others around them and building real-time human connection. When the pandemic hit, we were all pretty much trapped in our virtual worlds. So now the world is opening up and we're all starting to go out. You might be wondering, should podcasts attend or even create live events? Do we need to? Well, I think we do. In fact, the people I connected with in person in February 2020 helped me to sustain and build business throughout the pandemic. Serendipitous moments and face-to-face conversation have been missed. So that's why I'll be heading back to LA next week to Podcast Movement Evolutions 2022 to see my friends and colleagues from the industry and meet some new ones. So no matter if you're a technician or a host, a promoter, established, new to podcasting, or a mix of all that and more, and you're attending, please come and say hi. I might even have a copy of my book, Narrow Podcasting, to give you. And if you're struggling to find me, you only need to head over to the Blueberry booth and leave a message with Todd or Mackenzie, who I should add are also very welcoming and here to support you on your podcast journey. The same applies for any other in-person events too. So my tip for you today is refill your hand sanitizer and go out and meet people in real life. I'm sure you won't regret it.
And the main thing too is, hand sanitizer is actually available to buy again.
Yes, that's for sure. But Yeah, I'm sorry I'm sitting this one out, but you guys will carry the load, I'm sure. And I've got a special guest host next week for this show.
Awesome. So
should be good. So
that leads us to the question of the week. The question is, I'm a new podcaster. I'm new at podcasting. How do I find interesting people to interview for my show?
And yeah, I answered that. I had another pre-answer to that, but I was voted down, so I won't say anything. But the best way to do, best way to find people to interview is, hang out with people. Like Toby was saying, go to conferences and go to live events, go to participate in forums. And I don't know if forums are a thing anymore, but groups on Facebook and on social, and generally be helpful and, establish yourself as a person in that niche. And then you can, get people that way, but don't go into there, blast it. Just like I say for promoting your show, don't go in there and blast away and say, I have a podcast. Do you want to be on my show? If they don't know you, why would they want to do that? Now you and I get these all the time. We get emails from people, that want to be on our show, even though our show isn't even an interview show necessarily. And, now I'm not talking about this show, but I'm talking about, like your Geek News Central show, my Mike Dell's World show. I don't have guests, and you don't have guests generally. And, it's weird that, if somebody wants to talk about their book, and it's always some booking agency and all that. So, if you want to take up some of those, fine, if they really fit your niche. But, it's better if you have established yourself in that, genre and participate in that community.
One thing too is I always talk about becoming the subject matter expert or the authority in your topic. And if you're not, you have to build to that. And you have to go to where those events are, and you have to at some point be a speaker. You have to be an authority. Now, building that reputation in order to get great interviews is resource intensive. You have to take time and do that. But at the same point, when you do get that interview, that dream interview, make sure you take the time and do the research and do the background check and read if they've got a Wikipedia entry, if they've got asked for a bio, do anything, read their book if they've had written a book. You definitely need to do your homework so that as you do these interviews with people, and you're building a reputation, this is a type of thing where someone says, wow, I was interviewed over on so-and-so's show. It was fantastic. You should be on there, because they will spread the word and it'll kind of build momentum. Right. But you have to do a good interview, and it's be natural and relax and have a good time.
And one of the interview tricks I keep saying too, is when you're interviewing somebody, don't think about the next question you're going to ask. Listen to their answer. That might spur you on, make it flow naturally rather than, reading the question and then getting an answer, then reading the other next question, regardless if there was any follow-up. And, that actually makes the interviewee more likely to recommend you because you're listening to them. And, instead of just, question one, question two, question three, that kind of thing.
All right. Outstanding. So go get them. And there are services out there that will help you book guests too. Just be careful who you associate with. And because sometimes it's a rinse repeat thing where someone's just on the circuit, but it'll help you get interview skills up.
Yeah. That whole industry seems just slightly slimy if you're working with the wrong person, but just buyer beware. Anyway, if you got a question you'd like us to answer on the show, drop an email to mike@blueberry.com, audio, text, or video, and we may use it on the show. And here's the one that I wanted to embellish on a little bit. It says, the best place for support on any Blueberry products or services is our ticket system. Tickets give the whole team access rather than direct emails or calls. And I want to add to that, Facebook groups and, any social media, direct messaging on Facebook and all that. I don't look at Messenger very often. Okay. And also, I'm finding it a lot harder now to keep up with my direct email. Now, if you, like I said, you got a show idea or you got a question for the show and all that, please email me. But if you got a tech support question, I'm just going to tell you right off the bat, it's going to be a little delayed if you send it direct email most of the time. Because, you know, I'm busy working tickets and the phones and all this stuff and doing prep for the shows. And, you know, so I just wanted to, you know, get it out there. And I know most of you guys that are listening to this show probably aren't the ones that are going to direct email me for tech support. But, yeah, please put in a ticket. That gives Dave and Sean and whoever else a crack at it. Plus, I'll see it there and be able to keep track of it. And it won't, you know, get down my inbox list and be ignored.
Right. So send those support tickets to blueberry.com/support. Of course, we've been coming to you this week from the New Media Production Studio in Coldwater, Michigan, and Mike Dell's World Studio in Traverse City, Michigan, produced, of course, by our Blueberry Pro production team at blueberrypro.com. You can always schedule one-on-one with me, hosting customers only. Email Todd at blueberry.com. You can schedule a tech checkup with Mike. Again, hosting customers only. Email Mike at blueberry.com. You can always get some swag by coming by the booth at Podcast Move It Evolution.
Yes.
And you can send us your podcast sticker in a self-addressed stamped envelope if you're not there, and we'll send you a Blueberry Care Package. Our mailing address is beyond the show notes of this podcast episode over at podcastinsider.com. So new beginnings at Blueberry and more coming, we promise. We're not just blowing smoke.
No, we're working every day to bring, you know, more tools and other things to help you grow your show.
And if you know someone that is not hosting their show at blueberry.com, we have a compelling reason to move. The stats alone are a reason to move to Blueberry. No one has some of the data that we have right now. And at the same time, it's just cool. It'd be cool to hang out with us and have your show with us. A lot of PowerPress users are, you know, using WordPress, and that's a big 80% of the base. But there's a huge amount of folks that are also publishing directly on blueberry.com, have a great landing page, and yeah. And it just, we've made it simple. So come on over, come on down, and if you do come over, you get that free trial just by clicking on the link at blueberry.com to get you in there, get you started, get you going. But thank you all for being here. Thanks for listening to us. Well, Mike will be back next week, and I'll be in Los Angeles, man in the booth. Come see us if you're a Podcast Movement Evolutions. Everyone take care. See you next time.